Well, yesterday the mother, today the son. The church wisely places the feast days of St. Monica and St. Augustine back to back. Monica's feast day is first because she helped to, obviously, give birth to St. Augustine spiritually as well as physically. So today we honor St. Augustine, one of the greatest bishops and doctors and theologians in the history of the Catholic Church. He was born in northern Africa, near Carthage, the town of Tagaste, in the year 354. As you know, his mother was the saintly Monica. His father was a pagan. As I mentioned yesterday, his father got baptized about a year before his death. As a young boy, he was enrolled in school. He excelled. He was brilliant. He was even a catechumen early in his life, but he fell away from that. He was never baptized until he was about 33 years of age. But he focused on his philosophy and learning. He was sent to Carthage to study rhetoric, and there he began to live a life of dissipation about age 16, a very worldly and sinful lifestyle. He lived together with a woman for 13 years. They had one illegitimate son together. All this time he was teaching, studying rhetoric and philosophies. He bought into the Manichaean philosophy. The Manichaeans were the heresy where they believed in two forces, good and evil, and that the spirit was good, but anything material was evil. And so he used that as an excuse to live his sinful life. Eventually, he studied in Rome, and then he went up to Milan. All this time, Monica was praying for him, praying for his conversion, with many tears and prayers and fasting. Eventually, at the age of 32, he heard St. Ambrose preach and explain the sacred scriptures, and Augustine was captivated. And he began to have a conversion experience. He began to shed tears and about his life, and it says he seemed to hear a child sing, "Take and read." And there were the scriptures, so he opened the Bible at random and read the words of St. Paul. "Let us live honorably as in daylight, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual excess and lust, not in quarreling and jealousy. Rather, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh." Well, then he told his mother, Monica, what had happened. She had, of course, followed him to Rome and then up to Milan. And so she said, "We must meet with St. Ambrose." St. Ambrose instructed him in the faith, and then Augustine was baptized at the Easter Vigil in the year 387. So his conversion was through first the reading of the New Testament, especially St. Paul, and also the writings of St. Anthony of the Desert were a great help to Augustine. So at the Easter Vigil, Augustine was baptized. He's about 33 years of age at this time. His 15-year-old son was also baptized with him. The son would pass away 2 years after that. Augustine then moved back to Africa. And now that he was a true Catholic and Orthodox in his faith, he began to battle against the Manichaeans and the false philosophies. He began to live a life of prayer and penance and seclusion. And then he was chosen to be a priest, and then the bishop of Hippo. And then he would spend the next 35 years as a great defender of the Catholic faith, a great theologian, and a writer. He would write his own autobiography called The Confessions of St. Augustine, which has really converted tens of thousands of souls over these centuries. He wrote the book The City of God as well. And then over 400 sermons we have still today written by St. Augustine. He wrote The Rule of St. Augustine, which would be the basis for religious life for the next 1,000 years. He's been called the Doctor of Grace because he wrote so much about the grace of God against the Pelagians, against the Donatists. So he became a great defender of the Catholic faith. As I mentioned yesterday, St. Monica got a lot more than she bargained for. She was praying that her son Augustine would settle down and marry a good Catholic woman. He became a priest. She prayed that he would give up his errors, and he became a doctor of the church. So he became a Christian at age 33, a priest at age 36, and a bishop at age 41. He died in the year 430 at the age of 76, after spending the last 35 years of his life as one of the greatest theologians, bishops, and doctors of the Catholic Church. So when we think of the life of St. Augustine, we see this transformation from sinner into saint through the prayers of his saintly mother, Monica. I give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Augustine. You can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Augustine, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.